The views expressed in this podcast are solely those of the speaker. This podcast is for informational purposes only and is not a substitute for professional medical advice from your own physician.
Hi, thanks for joining us today. This is Renee Rosati. I am an interventional spine physiatrist, and I'm here at NASS talking with Alan Chen from Santa Monica, California, who works at UCLA, and he is involved with the Interventional Spine and Pain Fellowship Training Program. So anyway, I'm just going to talk with him today about medial branch blocks and whether or not we use topical lidocaine for that, if he thinks anecdotally and through the research, if that's something that's beneficial or something that you can leave out and just go ahead and do the medial branch blocks without. So let me turn it over to you, Dr. Chen.
Thanks, Renee. So it's a really good question, and is a question that we actually thought about a few years ago. And so we actually did a study to look at that. And what we found was we looked at 300 needle sticks. Some of them were in the same patients, some of them were in other patients. And we actually recorded periprocedural pain, both with and without skin wheel anesthesia. And we actually found that most patients did better with needle sticks, not using skin anesthesia, because, you know, when we do skin anesthesia, it's another needle stick. There is the burning sensation that people get with the skin anesthetic. And the question was whether or not it was even actually making a big difference on the procedure itself, except for making it longer. So since we published that study in Pain Medicine in 2019, I have not used skin wheel anesthesia on any of my medial branch blocks using 25 gauge needles. Now, the caveat is this, is that, I'm one of the co-directors of the UCLA pain program or the pain fellowship. And when I have trainees with me, this does not apply because the study was done with at least three or maybe four attendings who had all had at least 5 years of experience. And so there wasn't a lot of needle motion. It was fairly quick in and out. And so if you have either trouble getting to your target, or if you're new at this, or you're not used to using 25 gauge needles, you probably want to still think about doing skin anesthetic. But if you have good confidence that you can get there quickly, I personally don't think you need it.
Great. Thank you. And do you feel like this is a trend that you discovered on your own out in practice, or is this something that they're currently teaching?
So we saw, you know, we kind of thought about this in our own practice. I think that, you know, I've gotten some feedback from some of our other colleagues that our study was indeed practice changing. So there are a lot of people who saw that study and decided to switch. Some people decided to switch and they found that, you know, in their patient population, it didn't work as well. So it just kind of, you know, I think it's something that people are thinking about, but in the end, you know, the people who don't use skin anesthetic are basically, you know, they save 20 seconds to a minute per procedure. And in a procedure day where you have 30 people, it can make a fairly big difference. Those who have maintained their practice of doing it basically say it's all for patient comfort. So I don't think there's necessarily a right answer, but we at least have some data. And I think that data is helpful in terms of, you know, allowing people to explain to patients why they are or aren't doing something specific like skin wheel anesthesia. Because when you explain to patients, oh, we're not going to use any local anesthetic, sometimes they freak out, right? So what we talk about is we say, you know, it's either one needle versus two needles. And if you give them that option, most of them will choose one needle instead of two.
Okay. And one more question is, if you have a larger patient, you need a 5-inch needle, do you still go with the 25 gauge?
So it's a good question. Typically when we have bigger patients. Now, remember, I work in West Los Angeles, and my prior practice was in Manhattan, so we don't see these patients as much. But when we do have them, typically our longer needles are 22s. That's just what our surgery center stocks. And so we will use 22 gauge either 5-inch or 6-inch needles. And in that scenario, I will absolutely use skin anesthetic.
Great. Thanks so much for joining us today. If you guys have any other questions you want to ask and hear about on a podcast, please send us a message on NASSPINE at our Instagram page. We appreciate your time, Dr. Chen.